This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Joining us is an artist who is in, I think, Preston, hanging out making quirky artworks that we can now interact with. His name is Edwin Montgomery, composer, artist, the creator of Neon Cyborg Cat Club. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Jacinta. Thanks very much for having me.
I don't really know what it is. I know that there's cats that trigger fantastic synthesizers, but beyond that, I've no idea what you've done. What is this?
Well, that's a pretty good one-sentence summary, I guess. It's a virtual world that you can download and enter from the comfort of your own home onto your Windows or Mac PC, wherever you are, maybe in bed with a glass of wine on a Tuesday afternoon, not judging anybody.
In fact, you're encouraging us, Edwin.
It's set in an enjoyable, far-distant future where all life on Earth has been eradicated through unknown means, and left are these robotic cats that humans created for companion animals. That's all that's left, and they wander around these skyscrapers, stepping on pads, creating music as they move.
Was the pandemic a hard time for you, Edwin? Is this why we're having a particular expression of
somewhat,
a dystopic, possibly utopic world?
Yeah, there's been definitely ups and downs. One up was that this project came about partly thanks to City of Melbourne, who did some arts grants specifically because of COVID-19, which funded this work. So it was influenced in a positive way.
Wonderful.
From them, but obviously, yeah, the negative aspects have definitely influenced.
They've
the
embedded
of this imagined future.
It looks incredible, and it sounds something like this. Edwin, it sounds exactly as you described it there. It's actually, there's something awfully spooky, but there's a meditation to it as well.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's a good word. Meditative is the word I was hoping to describe it with. And so despite it being a kind of dystopian future where humans wipe themselves out, it's kind of a relaxing and reflective sort of space to inhabit and ponder. Hopefully in a fun way rather than a depressing way.
You can actually go online now and spend some time with it. It's interactive.
Yeah, it is. So you can, there's a bunch of cats you can learn about, and you can choose them, which one you want to follow around the room, or, you know, hang out on different chairs around the space and watch them, and choose different pieces of music to play. So that one we heard is one of them, and there's a couple other ones that have different instrumentation and moods and different lighting colours that would change as you test them out.
Some of us have made bread. Some of us have finished jigsaw puzzles. I think you have used your time, your creative time, incredibly well, Edwin. Thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. Neon Cyborg Cat Club. Is that what we need to put into a search engine?
It's even quicker. You can just type in neoncats.club into your search bar, and that'll take you there.